Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Hillary Clinton is making a big push into Kentucky today, saying she's the better candidate when it comes to jobs in the auto industry.
There is a big difference in this primary campaign between me and my opponent, Bernie Sanders. I voted to bail out the auto industry, and he voted against it because I wanted to save those millions of jobs.
Sanders, though, hopes to extend his winning streak and delay Clinton's likely Democratic presidential nomination.
Let Kentucky join the other 19 states so far and demand a political revolution in our country.
Oregon also holds its primary on Tuesday. Near Seattle, dozens of climate protesters were arrested as they blocked train tracks leading to oil refineries. It's part of an international group staging protests against fossil fuels around the U.S. and the world. Ashley Ahern from member station KUOW has more.
I'm at the Shell oil refinery in Anacortes, Washington, and there have been hundreds of people here protesting and blockading access to the refinery. 52 people were arrested earlier today for chaining themselves to train tracks not too far from here to blockade oil trains that service this refinery. And this is part of a larger suite of climate change activist actions around the country that have been taking place today and in recent days to protest fossil fuels and the fossil fuel industry. Police here say that there have not been any altercations or issues with the protesters who have been active today. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Ahern in Anacortes, Washington.
Palestinians are commemorating what they call Nakba, or catastrophe. It marks the displacement of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians during fighting around the creation of Israel nearly 70 years ago. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinians marked the day this year with official speeches, marches, and art exhibitions. Abdul Jawad Hamayel, a Palestinian official, says the Nakba has come to mean not only history, but the experience of Palestinians due to Israeli policies today.
Where land is appropriated, where land is confiscated, where a military justice system is still in operation, where the Israeli system of grabbing land still works, where settlements are expanding on the expense of the Palestinians. So for the younger generation, they can at least have a glimpse of what the Nakba means because the Nakba still continues.
Hamayel is 28 years old. He says the Nakba has become part of the Palestinians' sense of identity. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is a suspicious package that forced the cancellation of a soccer game in Manchester, England today. Turned out to be a training device left over from an earlier police training session in the stadium. Police say that device was very realistic looking. The discovery forced the evacuation of the stadium. U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. Dow futures contract and the S&P 500 futures contracts are both down about 0.25%. This is NPR News from Washington. Russia's sports minister is apologizing for a doping scandal. The BBC's Andy Moore reports the apology was issued in Britain's Sunday Times newspaper.
Vitaly Mutsko said as it stood, Russian athletes would not be going to Rio in August. He said serious mistakes had been made and the scandal had left Russia ashamed, but he didn't admit any state involvement. He said he was sorry that athletes who deceived him and the rest of the world had not been caught sooner. He called doping a global problem, not just a Russian one.
The BBC's Andy Moore reporting. Overnight rain has slowed a wildfire near Gold Bar, Washington. The fire is on steeply forested federal land at the foothills of the Cascade Mountains. Washington Department of Natural Resources spokesman Joe Smiley says firefighters are hoping to make progress.
Just making sure we get in and get it all out. It's really thick forest with a lot of down trees, and there's a lot of smoldering that goes on underneath there.
He says 182 firefighters are working on the blaze. Around 12 homes were evacuated, and the fire is 10% contained. And in Alberta, Canada, evacuated residents of the wildfire-ravaged town of Fort McMurray now have an app to help them see the condition of their property. The government released the app today, providing satellite overviews of the city. More than 80,000 residents evacuated, and more than 2,400 structures were destroyed. But officials are warning the resident the satellite map images could be traumatic. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.